right. Check 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 3. Okay, Mr. Republican County Chairman, you heard the mayor spell out a state of the city. Your reaction?
Well, I thought it was great. I thought the mayor set forth both the challenges facing our city, but he also set forth the vision that we're going to address these problems. We're going to make it a more livable and a safe city. And I think that's exactly what we need out of a mayor in these tough times.
I spoke to one of your counterparts on the Democratic side, Adam Kirsch, who said that, you know, the mayor didn't spell out any sort of vision. It was, you know, a lot of things, you know, just no vision, lots of little things, but no plan for the city.
Well, I would absolutely disagree with that. I think he set forth a plan where he said we're addressing the infrastructure needs, we're addressing our public safety needs, we're addressing education. These are the things that make a city worth living in, not talking about planting 100,000 trees like Bert Peterson did and then never actually getting it done.
How easy, difficult do you think it is going to be for the mayor to carry out some of those things? I mean, if you look at the economy, the property tax caps, there's not a whole lot of money running around.
That's absolutely true, and I think it will be difficult, but I think they'll get it done because right now the mayor and all of his staff on the 25th floor are looking at creative ways, and they're reaching out in the business community with great leaders like Al Hubbard and others, and they're going to say, how can we crack this nut? And I think it's going to be something that's creative, something that's different, and maybe something that people initially aren't sure about, but at the end of the day, you're going to look at it and see something that will make the city a better place, and I think the citizens will come together for that.
Obviously, from a political perspective, you know, this year is sort of a down year, but you got 2010, 2011. I asked this Adam Kirsch. He kind of sort of punted. I'll also ask you, how easy, difficult will it be for the mayor to, if he decides to run for re-election in 2011, do you think, based on 14 months in?
Well, I think that we will have a difficult race just because we will have the Democrats, I'm sure, coming out and running a race against us. But I think with the record that he's going to have when he gets there, the taxpayers will look and say, this guy's doing the right things. He's minding the farm and tending the store in a way to make sure that we have a safe, livable city. And that's really what people want, is someplace where they aren't going to get taxed out of their home and they aren't going to get robbed while they're in their home. And this mayor's going to provide that for us.
Final question for you. Ed Coleman, former Republican, now Libertarian. Your reaction?
Well, I think it's unfortunate. I mean, it's an example of somebody who, frankly, I think, by all accounts, seems to have put their interests above those of the voters who elected them. And it's too bad, but it is what it is.
All right. Thanks, Tom.